stories.
How are you floating in space, and its mouth is moving, but you can't hear what it's saying. Mm-hmm. But if you stand in the perfect spot right in front of this window, you have what's called hypersonic sound, and only that one person can hear what the howler is saying.
I think it must be quite odd to be J.K. Rowling. Half of her life seems almost normal, while the other half seems completely mad.
And the sensor will tell that there's somebody there. It will open its eyes, growl, and lunge at you.
There's also the question of money.
According to some press reports,
yeah.
You have £570 million.
Mm-hmm.
Is this true?
Those reports are bollocks.
How much do you have?
Loads, but I'm not telling you how much, but it's definitely not 570.
Why won't you tell me?
Because I think it's private.
But you have lots of millions of pounds.
Yeah, I do.
Money means that J.K. Rowling can afford to do her Christmas shopping in Tiffany. She also allows herself one particular indulgence. Shoes.
Why do girls love shoes so much?
I want all of them.
You're really nice.
Do you worry about people asking you for money all the time?
No.
Do they?
Honestly. Strangers write to me and ask for money. A lot. And sometimes I've given it. But with people that I know, it does change your relationships. Anyone who says differently is a fool or a liar. It does add a dimension to your relationships when your status changes initially, I think. But now, as time's gone on, I think my friends have made an adjustment and I've made an adjustment. And my experience is that your best friends are happy to take in the spirit that it's given, and you know, we can all relate pretty much as we ever did.
Do you worry that people at some point are going to ask you, though? Is it like a sort of shadow in a conversation? You think, I bet they're going to ask me for money.
No, definitely not. I don't walk around at all thinking that everyone wants to get a bit of money from me. Are you leading up to touching me? Do you want a loan?